We have complex terrain. It's not straightforward. And so having that intimate knowledge certainly helps us operate it.
This is Mountain Escapes, a backcountry podcast, connecting backcountry enthusiasts like you with the legendary backcountry lodges of British Columbia, Canada. Each episode, we highlight one of BC's unique backcountry lodges through conversation with the lodge owners and operators.
One of the world's finest alpine settings.
Everybody has to have a transceiver, a shovel, and a rope.
Mountain Escapes, a backcountry podcast. Your host is Brad Harrison, who's worked and adventured in remote settings his entire life. He's the executive director of the Backcountry Lodges of British Columbia Association, former owner-operator of Golden Alpine Holidays, and current owner-operator of Call West Alpine Adventures. Now, here's Brad Harrison.
Welcome to another episode of the BLBCA's Mountain Escapes. We're pleased to have a chance to sit down and chat with Roger Larilla, owner-operator guide of Battle Abbey, which is a lodge located in the Selkirk Mountains, just southwest of Golden, BC. Hey, Roger, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brad. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. I've had the good fortune to visit Battle Abbey a few times. Just wondering how long Battle Abbey has actually been in operation.
Battle Abbey was constructed starting in 1977 and 78. The first ski touring that occurred there was in March of 1979. So back in 1977, Bill Putnam, who is from Massachusetts, and his friend Hans DeMoser, who is the founder of Canadian Mountain Holidays, CMH Heli Skiing, went in together to open up a backcountry hut that was going to be used for ski touring in the winter by Hans and for summer mountaineering by Bill. So they collaborated on that. Bill was the initiator for the construction of the hut and followed through with that, while Hans took care of the other details, such as the helicopter and the tenure application, et cetera, with the government. So it's been quite a few years. It was underneath the what you would call the umbrella of CMH operations from that early time on through the 80s and 90s up until 2004. At that point, Robson and I purchased it from CMH Heli Skiing. It was at a point when CMH was changing ownership. Hans was looking to retire. And so we went through with a request to purchase Battle Abbey and to operate as a mountain hut, which it was originally set up to be.
I know I've been up there and the scenery is amazing. Can you paint a little picture for us and for the listeners as to what it looks like?
It is a hut that's built at 2,200 meters. And it is located in the south central Selkirks, just south of Glacier Park boundary. And the watersheds that are around it, specifically Butters Creek, and that is the headwaters where we are. And that is in the Melville group of the Battle Range, which has a bunch of significant peaks there, Mount Butters, Moby Dick, Mount Proteus, which surround the tenure, our area. And so it's remote. It's been remote since the beginning, and it is still remote. By that, I mean it's helicopter access only. The peaks go up to like 10,500 feet or 3,200 meters. It is pristine valleys that we are in. Butters Creek has never seen any logging, nor is Houston Creek, which is on the south side of our tenure. So it's a very diverse area. And also now we have a section of our tenure which goes into the newly formed Nkamapu Conservation Area, which is awesome.
So how does your winter ski guiding program work? Are all the groups guided or can people come in self-guided?
You know, right from the very beginning, it's been a guided trip that has occurred there. At some point, there was some self-guided groups that went in, but that was already taken out of any kind of contention back in the early 90s. It was just a time when Hans felt that it's remote enough, it is complicated enough terrain that he just prefers to have it guiding catered trips only. And that's what we've continued with. We're week-long trips. So we have our own staff, guiding staff, as well as catering staff that are at the hut, and we pretty much do that.
This is the BLBCA's Mountain Escapes podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember to rate, review, and subscribe on whatever platform you hear us on. Now, back to the podcast.
What kind of terrain would we typically be accessing if I was in there ski touring? Alpine, tree line, below tree line, everything?
Yeah, we got it. We got everything. I would say certainly more on the alpine side of things. Like if you were to look at it percentage-wise, 60% alpine, 40% tree access. The valleys are deep. The valley right below the hut goes to, it's about 500 meters below the hut. It's at 1,700 meters down there. We have that below the hut, and then we also go up to 3,200 meters, which is Mount Butters. So big glaciers at the head end of the valley, and we have large bowls in the south aspects, which go from 2,600 meters to 1,900 meters. Those big bowls in the south side have alpine features in it, but it goes down into tree line, gives us tree skiing over there. Yeah, and then also the alpine features at the head end of Butters Creek go down to 1,700 meters. So it's one of those kind of situations where we have alpine to a low elevation. We also have trees from 2,200 meters down.
That sounds amazing, having that much variety. How big would your typical ski touring group be?
We operate as it was originally set out. We've used alpine for many years, and we use a 212 in order to do our transfers. So we've always run at a capacity of 14 guests, three guides, and three staff.
Now we got the kind of that stuff kind of covered. Let's jump over to the important stuff, the food. What kind of culinary experience am I going to enjoy when I come up to Battle Abbey?
Over the years, we've had a large number of chefs and cooks come through the operation. Currently, our main chef is Charlotte Sitt from Revelstoke, and we have a wide variety of all sorts of venues, Asian, typical North American cuisine. People are very satisfied with what we have. The food is a very prominent part of what people enjoy being at the Abbey, as well as the obvious ski touring and being outdoors. Yeah, it's wide variety. I would say a fusion mix for sure.
I think food is always king. Do you spend a lot of time at the lodge yourself?
I do. I usually spend in the neighborhood of 10 weeks or more during the winter at the hut. And in the summer, I'm there for usually 5 or more weeks.
What are some of your most challenging daily responsibilities running a lodge like this?
Of course, the number one thing that comes to mind for any operation, and for me personally, is a safe skiing operation. During the winter, that has been always the utmost, and that's why I've always maintained a guiding staff that knows the area, that are familiar with the ins and outs. You know, this is a good winter to exemplify that whole reason is safety. You know, we have complex terrain. It's not straightforward. And so having that intimate knowledge certainly helps us operate it. And that's been kind of one of my main shticks about it.
And I know you're an ACMG mountain guide. Not all lodge owners are. Do you think that reduces or adds to the complexities of running a backcountry lodge?
I think it enhances the aspect of the backcountry lodge. And I know many operators that are not guides that have been around, such as yourself. You've been around the block for a long period of time. Knowing the terrain and understanding how to be in the mountains is certainly key. Having the guiding staff like ACMG or recognized guides run it, it just adds for me another level of confirmation as to the skills and abilities for the people that I hire. But it doesn't mean people that are out there don't have that. It's just what I operate on, and certainly it helps with various factors of running an operation.
British Columbia, Canada is a backcountry skier's paradise. With epic snowfall, vast alpine terrain, and cozy remote backcountry lodges. Your adventure begins here. At backcountrylodgesofbc.com.
This is the Mountain Escapes, brought to you by the BLBCA. We are chatting with Roger Lorilla, owner, operator, guide of Battle Abbey. Roger, we've been chatting about your winter operation. Do you run a summer season?
Currently, we're running some hiking trips and some photo trips that I do up there. It's not really large hiking terrain. it's certainly mountainous. And that kind of summer terrain, I still guide it because it is not straightforward. It's not like huge meadows or anything like that. We're in the midst of in our front yard, we have a glacial morainal area. We have a glacier that's there that in the 40 years I've been there now is receding quite dramatically. Yeah, it's mountainous terrain, but we do enjoy the hiking that we can do. The scenery is particularly awesome. We have lakes, wildlife on occasion that come through the area. Yeah, it's spectacular. It's also very remote, which is certainly adds to the whole experience.
So I assume, or do you have to fly in the summer? Like, are the logistics quite a bit different summer to winter?
No, they're not. They're exactly the same. There is no access in the summer via a road or a trail system. It's been fly in right from day one, and it still continues to be so. So very remote. The valleys around, they're low enough. They're full of bush, bugs, and bears, three Bs. And trying to get in there in any other way is going to be character building, to say the least.
Do you find that your winter guests are your summer guests, or are they different, a different group of people?
It's a different group of people. A lot of the photo type trips I've done are photographers that wouldn't necessarily be involved in the mountains during the winter. But because of the photography aspect, I've had many folks from like Saskatchewan and elsewhere, as well as recently a lot of groups of ladies coming in for kind of an exclusive hiking experience, which has been quite a nice uptick.
So I'm assuming you have a ton of return guests. What do you think those guests value most about their experience at Battle Abbey?
Yes, I do have quite a few returning guests, and some yearly and lots of them bi-yearly. The big benefit that I hear from those people is the remoteness of it all. The terrain is exceptional, and the experience at the hut has also been very awesome for a lot of those folks. Now, I have to point out, though, that I think what's really been interesting for me is I've been there since square one, since the very beginning. I was there for the first week of ski touring. As it's developed, the initial years, the style of ski touring back in the late 70s, early 80s was not what we do now. Which has been super beneficial is that we've actually grown into our terrain. We're skiing stuff now that before was not really considered in the very first years of our operation. That's also been one of the benefits of the terrain that we choose.
You've seen kind of a significant change in, I'd say, the expectations of your guests, summer and winter?
Absolutely. The explosion of ski touring has occurred over the last 20 years or so. A lot of those people now, it's certainly driven by a lot of physical fitness, a lot of interest in skiing as much as they possibly can. And not every group's that way, but certainly the appreciation for the long runs that we do have, people mention that for sure. Like at an average run, 650 meters to 800 meters, which is particularly awesome. We have long ones, we have shorter ones, of course, but that certainly comes up over and over.
Just because of your position, you're really in a great spot to influence many backcountry users. How do you try and positively impact the way they interact with that prime backcountry?
Well, to acknowledge the mountains for what they are, the remoteness of where we are, and also for a large part of our area, all around Revelstoke, Golden, South, is we're in a group of mountains which are rugged. We have exceptional snowfall for the most part, year after year. And so we've been able to capitalize on a lot of that, knowing that people are now searching more and more for interesting terrain, also consistent winters. And as we're seeing, like in places such as Europe and including US, there's been such a swing in winter as far as snowfall and many things like that, that it has come back to us for consistency. But I also point out that we're bound to have bad winters, good winters, as we are now. It's just a function of things. And so the appreciation for where we are, for what we do get in British Columbia as far as winter seasons and the amount of snowfall that we get where we are. We're much different than the Rockies, but we're also quite a bit different than the Coast Range too. So we're in between, and the whole area, the Selkirk Range, the Monashies, Purcells, we experience the best of both of those climate areas.
We know, Roger, you're well respected as a mountain guide and a business operator. You also have you're very well known as a photographer. You're been published in many, many mags and publications. And I'm just, I was looking this morning at a recent calendar you sent me. Thank you for that. The images are, you know, just amazing. Is capturing wildlife in this natural setting one of your favorite pastimes?
You know, I started out with wildlife photography back in the 70s, and it was a drive back then to capture a lot of what I saw. And for many years, I went through the mountain nature aspects, travel aspects. And recently, only because I have free time to do that, I go back to more and more of nature stuff, which are wildlife, birds, animals, that kind of thing. But it's not the only avenue. I've done a lot of interest in landscape photography, mountain stuff, travel. But current interest is getting more wildlife again, for sure.
Mountains bring peace to the people.
This is Mountain Escapes.
Before we sign off, can you share a favorite story
from the Abbey? You know, a lot of the names that have occurred at Battle Abbey have originated from back in the times of Bill Putnam and Hans Gmoser. And I have to recall one story which has been quite good. And I often get the question is, how do we come up with the name King's Landing, which is at the top of Umu Glacier? So this goes back to 1986 when I was up there with a group. Ian Campbell was guiding at the time. And anyways, we had gotten a notice from the night before from Hans over in Bobby Burns, which is right near us. And he says, I'll be over tomorrow to bring a guest over for lunch. And we go, okay, well, we're having a guest tomorrow at lunch. So the cook that was there, Hannelore Achenbach, going, well, we better make this special. And Bill Putnam was there. And he goes, okay. And Bill had a little more information than we did. So anyways, Robson was there with me, Hans' son, my former business partner. And Bill says to Robson, going, come over here, Robson. I want to show you something. And at the time, we are quite famous, or certainly Bill was, for having a very large cassette collection. And on the wall, we had a cassette player. So he liked music and all that kind of stuff. And so Bill pulls out a tape, gets it all set up, and it goes to Robson and goes, look it. When the door opens up and our guest walks in, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to point to you and you're going to push in this tape. All right, you got that, Robson? Sure, yeah, no problems. So the next day at noon, around noon, the helicopter lands up on the glacier and it comes down and Hans is with his guest and a couple others. They finally get to the lodge outside. We can hear him coming. And so we're all standing inside and being kind of coy about it. And so anyways, the door opens up and Hans walks in and then his guest walks in. And then right then, Bill points at Robson, and Robson pushes in the cassette. And the cassette has been pre-set to a specific song. The song was the Spanish National Anthem, and it was quiet. It was absolutely pin drop quiet while the National Anthem played. And much to our surprise, we had the King of Spain, Juan Carlos, for lunch. And he listens to the whole thing. It stops, and he just shouts dubiously, that is the best welcoming I've ever had at any mountain hut anywhere in the world. Thank you. And so we all laughed and clapped quite hilariously. And so from that point on, we had King's Landing, where the king came for lunch.
That's an incredible story. That's an amazing story. We just want to thank you, Roger, so much for sharing. I know you're busy, so we appreciate your time. If listeners are interested in going to Battle Abbey, how would they best reach you?
You can reach us through our website at battleabbey.ca. And I repeat CA because if you go battleabbey.com, that'll take you to Battle Abbey in England, which is the site of the 1066 massacre with William the Great. So we don't want to go there. Battleabbey.ca. And we have all the information there, info@battleabbey.ca. That's our email address.
This has been the BLBCA's Mountain Escapes. We've been fortunate enough to visit with Roger Rilla, owner, operator, guide of Battle Abbey. We thank you for listening in and take good care.
Thanks much.
Mountain Escapes, a backcountry podcast, is sponsored by the Backcountry Lodges of British Columbia Association. Join us again next time as we search out more adventure at another unique backcountry lodge in BC.